On Franklin and Marshall College Week, lead poisoning remains a scourge in certain areas. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Harriet Okatch, assistant professor of biology and public health, looks into curbing this health hazard.
Lead poisoning rates among children in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, are among the highest in the state. Several factors contribute to this rate, including that 95% of the homes in the city were built before 1978, the year lead-based paint was banned. Together with 6 students, we conducted interviews with professionals employed in the health, social welfare, and education sectors, all who interacted with families or were in positions to influence policies and programs aimed at reducing lead poisoning. The goal of these interviews was to get a deep and rich perspective of factors leading to lead poisoning. Through these interviews, we learned that 3 primary factors contribute to the high rates. First, knowledge about lead and lead poisoning is very limited. To address this, we suggest the development of educational material to improve awareness of lead poisoning and the associated effects. The material should consider literacy levels, spoken languages, and modes of dissemination. Second, families who lived in rental housing were more likely at risk of lead poisoning. While it is challenging to change home ownership status, the city government, through the use of policy, can protect renters. In fact, the city recently enacted an ordinance that requires landlords to make homes lead safe before renting to families with children. Finally, economic hardships and work commitments compete for time that would be dedicated to prevention. Therefore, offering multiple prevention services at a single site can make efforts more efficient and visible, thereby encouraging families to take proactive approaches. A combination of education and behavioral interventions, policy enactment, and programmatic changes are likely to have a significant impact on the rates of lead poisoning in communities.
That was Harriet Okatch of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.